Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
It is an only in San Francisco moment, perhaps not the image the Visitors Bureau means to evoke by the phrase, but one that emerges entirely on its own. We're walking on a stretch of beach, the Golden Gate Bridge blurring in the distance. The Marin headlands loom gray across the bay. It is not a family-unfriendly day on the northern end of Baker Beach, the city's sole nude beach. It is winter, and it is cold. My husband and I have been diverted from a trip to Marin by a traffic jam. As we walk, we encounter crab fishermen, dog walkers, hikers, and fleece, multicolored, deflecting the chill. 10 minutes into our walk, the color not of cloth but flesh emerges in the distance. Could it be? Yes, there is someone who finds weather no deterrent, who's putting the northern tip of the beach to its reputed use. The man continues in our direction, shielded by a mere baseball cap. But as he and we near, something appears askew. Instead of both arms swinging rhythmically by his side, one arm is raised aside his head. No, it's not momentary, a scratch of an itch, but remains suspended, a floating triangle as he walks. And then the oddity clears. This man defying the elements on a wintry day, this man coveting nature, has more than a baseball cap on his person. While his body seeks nature, a second artifact, sheltered in the palm of his hand, allows him to commune with man. Via a bit of technology shaped from the silica under his feet, his reach encompasses the globe. As he disengages from his remote partner in space, as his head loses its strange triangulation and his arms resume the natural rhythms acquired from our primate ancestors, I wonder. I wonder about the natural man and his relationship to the new technological man inhabiting him, the man he cannot shed, even when stripped bare. I wonder what new contortions, what indispensable triangulations will this man of nature have acquired if I bump into him again, even a mere year from today. With a perspective, I'm Anna Schaff.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.